You're listening to SBS News.
Her house might be in crisis, but when Hong Kong's Carrie Lam met with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Monday, she was met with praise, not criticism. The embattled leader has visited Beijing for the first time since protests broke out in Hong Kong, with the 6 months of unrest dominating her discussions with Chinese officials. But while the protests are showing little sign of easing, President Xi congratulated Ms. Lam.
Chief Executive Lam's been able to stick to the bottom line of one country, two systems, exercise the governance by law, and has done large amounts of hard work. Under your leadership, the government's actively responded to the social concerns, taken a series of policies and measures to help the enterprises and relieve people's hardships, and seriously studied the ways of resolving the deep-rooted social contradictions. The central government fully recognised your courage and commitment during this extraordinary period.
The president also acknowledged the extent of the unrest, calling the anti-government protest movement the most severe and complex situation since Hong Kong returned to Chinese control in 1997. In his remarks, the Chinese president again strengthening his resolve to quash Hong Kong's independence movement.
Our determination to maintain the sovereignty, security and development interests is unshakable. Our determination to implement the one country, two systems is unshakable. We will continue to firmly support you and your leadership of the Hong Kong government in exercising government power as mandated by law. We will firmly support the police of Hong Kong in strictly enforcing the law.
Hong Kong was overcome with protests in June this year after Ms. Lam proposed a controversial extradition bill that would have allowed the region to extradite criminal suspects to mainland China. Ms. Lam's government formally scrapped that legislation in October, but it did little to appease the protesters. President Xi's support comes as a relief to Ms. Lam, who suffered another blow last month when a record number of votes were handed to pro-democracy candidates during the region's local elections.
For the president saying that he knows and understands the pressure I've been under in the past 6 months and the commitment and courage I have shown in the period, I feel heartened. As you all know, the work to stop violence and unrest has not ended, and we have not got out of the predicament.
Ms. Lam says her government is now seeking candidates for an independent review committee to study the issues behind Hong Kong's crisis. But she says she's sceptical of how many Hong Kongers will want to get involved.
Under the current social atmosphere, some people who were chosen by the government for the independent review committee might change their minds out of fear of, as I mentioned earlier, being exposed or being bullied on the internet. However, if we continue to explain how important the work can be for the future of Hong Kong, I believe we should be able to find people from the society to do the job.
Back in Hong Kong, residents are not convinced. They've responded to the two leaders' meeting with anger, doubtful that the exchange will do much to help their situation.
I feel very angry, wondering, have the government officials woken up? As every time, it was like listening to a recorder keeps playing the same thing over and over again in the past 6 months. However, the problems are still there, which have not been solved at all.
I think the meeting of them, between them, what they said is basically meaningless to us, because obviously what they would say is expected. And about the movement, I think there is still hope, but then not too much. It's not completely hopeless, but then I don't think we will get what we want eventually. When it comes to Chinese authority and ruling, they just won't let us have what we want.
Claudia Farhat, SBS News.